Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscience friends, and welcome to Dr. Sarah, Let's Talk About It, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Oh, wow. Welcome to the show. I am so excited about this show because on the show tonight, we're going to talk about you. Yeah, okay, you and your adventures in life, your travels, and maintaining the health of you while on the road of your life and living. And what's so interesting to me, there's a train passing in the background just to confirm these travels you may be on. So how does it get any better than this? Well, I'm so excited to explore this, and we're going to look at this and really get clear on what it is for you, what your travels are, traveling in your life and living, literally traveling in your life from destination to destination. You know, it's really about choosing for you and what works for you and maintaining you along the way. So again, how does it get any better than this? I wonder. So here are some questions for you just to be with before I bring the return live guest back to the show. Let's just be present for a moment with these questions. So what life adventure are you on? Where are you traveling, literally and metaphorically speaking? What does this look like for you? And what would it take to maintain the health of you along the way? And that, my friends, is what the show is all about. So again, my live guest and I are going to explore this with you further. And wow, I wonder, you know, what else is possible now? I'm so excited for us to find out. So, you know, instead of having to talk any more about it, I'm just going to bring the live guest on. And this return live guest is Jimmy Gillis. And Jimmy is a board certified licensed massage therapist, having graduated from Utah College of Massage Therapy in Salt Lake City, Utah, in 2000. He runs a successful private practice in Tempe, Arizona, while also operating a traveling continuing education business. He lives life in the fast lane while authoring articles for Natural Wellness Online and Massage Magazine nationwide. So, without further ado, I would love to welcome my guest, Jimmy, to the show. Hi, Jimmy.
Oh, good day, Dr. Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and I am just so excited to explore this topic of travel and health and being you and all the rest. So I'm really, I know from what you and I have talked about already, there's so many things for us to cover tonight. So I'm so glad that you're coming on now for us to start this whole process here.
Indeed, indeed. And you always find the right introduction, the perfect introduction to our topic. So I appreciate that about you. It seems like you are very well traveled in life and have some great perspectives that you always share. So I appreciate that about you.
Oh, I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. I have to say the same for you, to acknowledge that. Like, oh. I sense you're on like an amazing journey yourself. So is there something that would be great to start with for our listeners just to kind of start out this topic for conversation here?
Yes, yes. You know, I really feel like when it comes to traveling, you know, whether it's being a literal traveling from A to B or your metaphorical journey through life, ultimately living your truth is what's going to guide you to where you want to go. And I just kind of found a quote I have in front of me. The quote says, "Strength comes from living your truth. To be true and authentic is your path to happiness, peace, and joy. You may be mocked by others, but they have no power over you, for you have discovered the power within." So no matter where life takes you, no matter where you might be unsure of where you're going or not really kind of aware of where the next place is, there's no need to be fearful or trepidatious. As long as you know you're living your truth, you'll end up in a really healthy place. That place will be a place of happiness and peace and joy. And just having that reassurance is really, really, when I say jazzy, way cool. I love that.
Oh,
I love
my
that.
Gosh. It's so
living
jazzy,
your truth really
cool.
does that. It is living your truth, and what a great way to live your life is just living your truth, and not unapologetic. As long as we, of course, show respect and kindness to people along the way, we'll find that we'll have happiness and peace and joy there.
Well, I love that you brought that up, and what an amazing quote to start with, because that's exactly the direction this is meant to go, in terms of acknowledging everyone's capacity and their truth and really getting clear. A lot of times, if you're not asking yourself that question, what's true for me and what's light for me and what is that for me, then it can be very distracting in the world of all these possibilities to not tune into that. So I love that you brought that up, and it sounds really simple, and you and I both are types to be living that and have a space of knowing about that. And I'm wondering too, like, what does it take for someone to actually tune in and get clear on what that truth is for them? Do you have any awareness around that?
I think it comes down to your daily habits and choices. I've been able to be a teacher here in Arizona for a long time now, and I see kind of some common threads on people who seem like they are more successful than others, or traveling the route of life more peacefully than others. And I think it comes down to habits and choices. Are we making choices to really benefit ourselves and improve our lot in life, or are we not? Are we choosing to live our truth, or are we choosing to live other people's truth? And that's a really powerful idea. In fact, I can share, you know, certainly I've thought of in the past, am I going to open my own school and such one day? And I know that that's what a lot of people want from me to do, but I think that I found a different path, and maybe it leads to the school later, but for now I love where I'm at. I love the path I'm on, and I feel like if I were to deviate now, I'd be living other people's truth. And I just want to make sure I have peace in my heart and joy in any other big endeavor like a school one day. But at the end of the day, I know that my habits and choices are leading me to another direction, opening up a laboratory of another type that will still help in the education world. So if we can find habits and choices that really empower us and push us in the right direction, and that might even include our choice of friends and people we associate with.
Yes, and getting really clear. I love that. So even the feedback you may be getting from others, it's really important then to tune into yourself and ask yourself, like, does this resonate like for me? What would I like to choose? And when you get clear on that and you're choosing it, actively choosing it, then it actualizes. And it's probably something almost to have to check in on a daily basis with, because of like so many possibilities await. And if we're not asking ourselves, like, what would I like to choose today that will create what I would like to have, be it in the future, or be it health and travel and all the rest, and true to what we are, it can be very distracting, like you said, by other people's very good intentions and probably lightness, but it may not resonate what's light for you. There's no right or wrong
exactly.
to it. It's more of like, what would I like to do and be today that could change this right away? And that's like, what a grand and glorious adventure that could be in the journey of life. And that's, I sense, what we're speaking to.
So true. And it doesn't take dramatic, large decisions every day. Nothing daunting by any means. Just small decisions for self-care. Small decisions of saying, I love myself enough to engage in self-care. It may not seem like I'm productive today if I go work out, but maybe that makes me a little more healthier. So tomorrow I have the clarity to be more productive. So every little choice we make, as long as it pushes us in the right direction, will be a healthy choice. And as we create those habits daily, weekly, monthly, yearly habits, then we start really seeing those travels of life come to fruition, that we're on a good track. And I see that at where I'm going, and it's a good place where I'm going.
Yes, and that brings up a great point of, if we're tuning in and being conscious with really what our choices are, let's say even we choose something that's heavy, at least you're clear on like, wow, that was a heavy choice. And if there's no wrongness to it, then you can just change your mind or change what else is possible, and I'm going to choose whatever's lighter. So it's almost like being in a space of question all the time and choice all the time, because choice is where freedom is, right? And it's really
exactly,
where
yeah.
we can be fully our true selves, the way you describe it. And then it really does actualize into every choice creates. Now we can be, I've mentioned this on the show, like creative, like OCC, which is obsessive compulsive creators, or we can be OCCC, obsessive compulsive creators of crap. You know, we could probably
oh, no.
go one of two ways. But
yeah, that's
if we're
right,
clear
that's right.
on what's light or heavy, we can choose what works for us rather than what doesn't work. Sometimes when we know what doesn't work is good information.
And I really hope that all the listeners have created some sort of vision board or some activity like that, where they can look at that vision board and say, hey, what did I do today to contribute to coming any closer to anything on this board? And if I use that vision board as my means of creating healthy choices, then I know that 6 months from now, I'm closer to what I want. And 12 months from now, I'm closer to what I want. So those vision boards are very powerful.
Yeah, it's really about getting clear on what it is that you would like to actualize, because if you don't, then you don't really know what you're aiming for. This is interesting. I was just writing about, as of today, this idea of creation. And when we're in the space of creation, it's really important to be in the question, the choice, the possibilities, and contribution. So if we're not clear on where we're going, it can be challenging, but we don't have to be stuck in one path. We just have to be open to the awareness of it and kind of get clear on what that looks like. And that brings us also to what you mentioned earlier about like the health of you and choosing what's like for you and being on that journey. And it's so funny, there's a train going on in the background again, confirming the travels of whatever we're talking about. So I think that's hilarious.
There you
funny.
Go.
Yes. Train of health. Would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, that's so true. And part of the train is also who you choose to join you on that path. And I really believe that we become the five closest people in our lives. So who do you choose to be in your life? Who do you choose to associate with? And we really can't be surprised if we choose negative people from the past and hold on to their negativity. We can't be surprised if our lives end up a little negative. We have to be at some point willing to say, hey, high school friend. Yeah, we certainly served each other in our lives at some point, but I'm moving on and you'll move on, and that's healthy for both of us. It's healthy to move on from people who no longer can contribute in our growth and development. That's why, Dr. Sarah, I love talking to you. I love talking to you. I love reading your posts on Facebook. I love how you operate, because I feel like I want to be like you when I grow up.
Wow, Jimmy, what an acknowledgement. Thank you so much. Well,
you're an example
so
of someone
nice.
I hope that... You're an example of someone who, you know, needs to be in people's lives, who, if you're looking for someone to push you in life and make you a better person, find yourself a Dr. Sarah.
I may have you repeat that, Jimmy, because that's amazing. But in some other form, that's just so, what a beautiful, acknowledgement. And I have really no words. I'm blushing right now, but thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that. And that's exactly, what I'm definitely looking to do, is to really, empower people to know that they have a choice, and that being you and being the difference is what makes a difference, and supporting people on their journey to do that. And So thank you for that travel being on the travel of that.
Yeah, it does take some conscious awareness on our parts, recognizing that one, there's a need to improve our lot in life, and I try to find those areas where it's realistic now to improve, or do I find an area that needs 6 months to improve? What choices would it take to get there? Ultimately, there's this interesting concept called witnessing that I must make mention. Witnessing involves making a conscious decision to choose to view positive, lightning life occurrences that help us facilitate mindfulness. So if I can witness other people, I can witness their truth and their positivity, and then recognize how can their message and how can their mantra and MO of life, how can I get a little of that? How can I live in that same fashion? But it really takes opening up and humbling oneself in many ways to humble and say, maybe I do need to improve in this area or that area of my life. And it's not easy for that humble pie, but it really is worth it when I can witness and then emulate kind of the best of what I see in people.
Yeah, I love that. And when you're witnessing, it's really not meant to be personal. So it just can be a possibility rather than personal. There's not like a wrongness in oneself if you don't have it, like you're saying. It's more like, oh, I would like some of that. It's kind of a difference between jealousy, which jealousy would be very heavy, like in terms of getting stuck in what you don't have because someone else has it, versus almost envious, which can actually be really light, like envy what that person has and how can I create what that is because it really lights me up or it really brings in some kind of new awareness. And I would love to choose that as a way to create greater in my life. And when we're doing it in that way, like you're saying, it's just like, oh, it's simply a choice. It's not because there's a limitation in me for not having it. It's more like, oh, it's just another addition I can add on to make my life greater. And one other thing you said, I just want to acknowledge too, Jimmy, is where you said like almost clearing out the people in your life that are no longer working for you or contributing to your space. It's just, it's actually out of kindness to both because then you don't have to be stuck at the limitation of you. And it's also just acknowledging that you're just in different places. So I'm
Exactly.
grateful that you brought that up just knowing that we're not meant to get stuck in someone else's world based on just because we were friends for so long. But and this idea of now living your choice and being this energy that makes a difference in the world.
Indeed, and certainly people are drawn into your life for many reasons, and we don't always recognize the reasons right away. For example, I remember after I was divorced in 2005, I met a particular woman who I knew for all of 3 months, and we just enjoyed each other's company for 3 months, and then I never heard from her ever again. And I had some choices. I could have, certainly asked, why did she leave my life? What was wrong with me? But nothing was wrong with me. She simply taught me a lesson, and then we moved on, and then I just got better from moving on. And I just simply embraced the lesson. I didn't, no lamenting, no wondering, just simply I go with the flow and I take the lessons to heart. And if I didn't learn the lessons from her, there would have been another person just like her to teach me that lesson until I got it.
Yeah, that's an amazing acknowledgement as well, where there's almost a sense of we can enjoy the space as long as it's light, and when it's heavy, let's choose something else. And that's even the case for relationships. And that's a beautiful example of like, wow, there's so much we can gain from a person. And sometimes we require uncreating things, even relationships, in order to create new ones. And
And they may not
that's
feel
with self
comfortable.
and other.
They may not feel comfortable in the moment, and that's okay. Sometimes we do have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, if that's a phrase. I feel like there is a time when, that we're always going to have change constant in our lives, but at some point we do need to embrace the change and not fight it. The more that we fight change, fight it, then we realize we're not living our truth anymore. And the second we stop living our truth, we're living other people's truths, and then where are we living? What are we doing? Where are we going? We don't know anymore.
Then we're stuck and not traveling the life of possibilities, but we're in the limitation of being in the conclusion of our reality, which keeps us almost home and in bed, stuck in not moving versus on to the next adventure and traveling the world.
Indeed,
And
indeed. And this, and we, and our time on earth is just so short. We shouldn't be wasting time with that which does not serve us.
Yes. And that simple acknowledgement is just, again, like we were saying, it's just a choice, and now you can choose something else. Oh, this is not working for me. And if we can make it, like you said, it can be uncomfortable. However, it's kind of like if we get to the energy around it and clear it and get clear in whatever form that you take to clear it, be it like we've talked about before, even having you on the show, if it's yoga, if it's meditation, if it's kind of the tools that I use with the deep breathing and releasing all the heavy on the exhale, or the pon pot clearings, or the return to sender, whatever form you use, if we get to the energy on it, it makes it a lot easier to navigate, because we don't get stuck in our thoughts, feelings, and emotions where we have those limitations.
It sure is. And of course, we can go through many meditations that allow that. Any meditation that brings me closer to myself and my true essence will help me. So there's no one magical one we should always endorse. It can change throughout the days, it can change throughout the years. And that's healthy to acknowledge that, you know, this year I need more of a faster vinyasa style flow because my life is moving kind of fast. Let's go with the flow. Or this year, maybe I need to slow down where I'm at and take some time for introspection. So I do more yoga nidra, some slow meditative forms.
Yeah. And that could be, you know, almost day to day, if we're really, you know, kind of tuning in, asking our body what it requires, or our being and our body to work well together. And I guess it really comes down to just reminding ourselves, and even acknowledging here to the listeners, it's this kind of really cool statement that is used with a lot of the tools I use with the Access Consciousness. It's never give in, never give up, never quit. And
yes,
just being in that
there
space of the, ease, joy, and glory. And, you know, that's where the creation is. But sometimes when you're just stuck somewhere, like in that space of limitation, it's sometimes just to acknowledge it will pass.
Yeah, and you might need someone in your life to help you remind you of that. So, Dr. Sarah, if you ever need anyone to remind you of path in life or where you're going, feel free to call upon me. I'll gladly be that person for you.
Oh, wow, Jimmy, that's so nice of you. Thank you. And I would extend that to you as well. And I think that it really is great for people to have people in their lives where, and this is probably bringing it back to having quality people in your space, in your immediate circle, that you can be, let's say, truthful with, but just be yourself with, where you can call upon them or acknowledge them. And sometimes it is even someone on social media, like either you or myself, where putting on a video and just listening, like a 1-minute video can change someone's life. So, and that goes to everything again. Yeah. And people who are, no matter what profession you're doing, no matter what life you're living, everything you're choosing is a contribution to someone else, especially if it's a contribution to you.
Indeed. Do you mind if I switch gears just for a moment?
Yes,
just kind of going into Kendi of more like practical traveling as well, as if I'm, you know, literally traveling from here to there. I'm writing a book actually with a colleague, and it's going to be called Fit in the Fast Lane. So that's going to be out on in all available outlets pretty soon here as we finish up our editing processes. It's going to be a lot of fun because the book is certainly going into a lot of the esoteric ideas we're talking about, but there's also some practical ideas. And there's one thing I always make mention of is, you know, being true to yourself might include bringing yourself and your family along with you to a trip, as in like mementos from home, pictures from home. You know, if you feel like you're not grounded when you travel, you may want to bring, you know, pictures of your family and do something to honor your family while you're still away.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. As a way just to bring in that energy of whatever they certainly represent to you, and it can bring in some lighter energy and a space of a presence to be with them even though you're gone. Does that seem to be part of that?
Exactly. And I've known many people who seem like they lose themselves on vacation because, you know, maybe their spouse grounded them. Now without the spouse, there's no grounding. So who knows what they do on vacation. So it's just nice to be able to do some practical things so that someone can stay true to themselves and really ensure that they don't fall off their life path, even when they travel often. Can I give you a few examples of what you can do?
Yes, please do.
So one would be perhaps leaving an empty pocket in your luggage, an empty section of your luggage, just so you can fill that with a gift for a loved one at home. Just ensuring I'm not leaving until this pocket gets filled with something fun on the vacation. Or
Oh, wow.
scheduling, or scheduling time to video chat or chat somehow with your special someone, with your family. That's always very nice to remind you, yes, I'm traveling, but yet here's why I'm traveling, because I work so hard for these people at home. And then also,
Wow.
I like to also find like a lovely or silly picture of the family, just so that's always kind of present in the hotel room, just because seeing that might be really a good reminder again of why we work hard, why we travel so hard.
Wow. Love those examples. Those are amazing. And I could see how that could be
So
such a contribution in so many ways.
if you ever travel to Arizona, I'll expect to see one of those three you do, okay?
I will definitely, I'm going to try those out for sure, 'cause I happen to do quite a bit of travel, so I will practice that, Jimmy, for sure. Play with it and practice
Excellent,
it
excellent.
the way I kind of say.
Sounds good. In fact, I've even known some colleagues to even bring like a stuffed animal, or wear their
Ah.
favorite, their spouse's favorite shirt, or just some memento that they take with them to never forget where you come from and why you're working so hard. Because traveling gets so difficult with business, and when you travel so much for business, it kind of gets wearing. It wears you down. Think of the athlete who has to travel for their sport, 50 times a year they're
Yeah.
in a different city. So it just seems like those individuals need to remember where they came from and what their purpose is, and not lose themselves in all the travel away.
Well, what a great advice, and I really look forward for that book to come out. Maybe we'll have you back on once it comes out, and you can talk more about it.
That would be wonderful. Wonderful there.
That would be fantastic. And I'm just aware of time now. Of course, our show flew by.
It did. I really wish we had another hour.
I know. And then we'll be just scratching the surface here, Jimmy. But I would love to have you come back on, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I just want to express gratitude to you because of the great work that you do. Thank you for your
Oh.
work and your diligence in helping support this world to become a better world.
Wow, Jimmy, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that.
I look forward to speaking with you whenever that time comes again. But remember, you can always count on me to help at any time you need to help stay grounded or living your truth. I'm there for you.
Great, Jimmy. And the guests can find your information too on this radio page, and we'll definitely take it from there. So I'm going to just move on real quickly now to the question of the week, which is certainly what Jimmy and I were just talking about. And the question is, what adventure and travels of you and your house are you on? So what adventure and travels of you and your house are you on? Now, I'm going to be posting a picture question of the week, so you're welcome to respond there or anywhere on social media, on the Dr. Sarah page, anywhere you like. Feel free to post about it. Would love to hear about that. And now, just briefly, just to let you know, next week's show will include another return guest, Liz Tupling. And Liz and I are going to explore the topic of addiction from a different point of view a little further, because we have talked once, one episode on that so far, but we're going to continue the discussion because, again, we were just getting to pieces of it, and there's so much more to be spoken about on that. So, without further ado, I would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us tonight. And I'm so grateful to have had Jimmy Gillis on the show again. Thank you, Jimmy, for all that you're doing and your contribution. And again, join Liz and I next week, which will be August 12th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Would love for you to join us then. And again, I want to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host, to be part of your journey here. And who knows what else is possible, my friends? And what else is there to generate and create that we have yet to discover, the travel of this lifetime? So go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my friends. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. Bye for now.